in Atlantis Rising, you talk about 10 possibilities of a very cyclical civilization on Earth. Let's buzz through some of those.
Well, what I've taken is to begin, okay, we begin with Plato. Now, I'm going to do this very quickly, and then we can come back.
Okay.
Okay, so I take number one, just as Plato and the ancient scholars talked about it, there was an Atlantis, it was an island, and it suddenly collapsed, a great catastrophe. Okay, let's look at that theory. That's number one.
Right.
Now, number two, there was an Atlantis, but I'm moving it ahead of what Plato and the others wrote about at that time. I'm saying that there was an Atlantis of sea kings, great explorers, probably, again, in South America, North America. Now, this is one thing that really upset a lot of people, because I'm pushing civilization back to the New World and saying that it spread from the New World to Egypt and beyond.
Okay.
And that upsets a lot of people. And it has nothing to do with race, believe me. Okay, so I would say that they were equal to probably Europe of the 15th century or the 14th century.
Hmm.
Okay, number three, here's another theory. There was an Atlantis, and we're drawing pretty much on Casey here now, where humankind developed to a high civilization, sophisticated, probably even in advance of our present world. There's a struggle between the forces of light and darkness. It led to a nuclear war or some other incredible technology that led to some great cataclysmic destruction. Okay, number four. There was an Atlantis that established a world of technology that established colonies all around the planet. This civilization was the inspiration and probably the mythology and the gods of many primitive cultures, but it was terrestrial. We're going back to some of the pictures now that Lex and Sherry and I were working all day to get up for people to see, to show some incredible artifacts, and we'll talk about those, I'm sure, during the program.
Sure.
Now, number five, that's where we come in to saying that Atlantis was the name of a colony of extraterrestrials that arrived on Earth with a benevolent intention of teaching evolving humans how to create a better life. They tried sincerely.
They did. They gave it their best.
They gave it their best when they saw it just wasn't working for their overt interference. They withdrew to an undersea kingdom. So then I explore Atlantis as under the ocean, which I think is the perfect place for an extraterrestrial colony. And I think, you know, I know you've talked about a lot. You've talked about USOs, underwater submerged objects. What better source? What better source for these? And I've got a lot of those kinds of stories. Okay, that's number five. Number six, then we go to the Hollow Earth. We go to the Old Ones, described in the culture of so many Earth civilizations, these wise beings that withdrew. Now, some like us down there, and some don't like us. So we have this strange world of the Taros and the Daros, or the wise ones that come up. Now, we know that the Nazis, Hitler, was a member of this occult society that sought desperately to make contact with the Superman. The Superman was beneath the Earth. He was living under the Earth. Okay, seven, is Atlantis exists today only on a spiritual plane? Why do so many people claim past lives? Why do many people tune in and say they're in touch with Atlanteans, or they see Atlanteans, they receive channeling from Atlanteans? So here's the theory that Atlantis exists now only on a spiritual plane. Number eight is that Atlantis never was on Earth, but existed on another planet. And survives in our legends today because the extraterrestrials who came to Earth, cultivated Earth, of course, told the more intelligent of their subjects about the terrible destruction of their planet. And we projected it then here on Earth. But it truly was then an extraterrestrial catastrophe, their dying world that led them to come to Earth. Number nine, which really gets out for some people and resonates with others, is that Atlantis was the Garden of Eden. It was the ideal culture, a magnificent society that was created by the angels, mm-hmm. or the ETs who created it and genetically engineered us, its human inhabitants, and then defended it against the serpent people, the fallen angels, and that's a war that still goes on today. And number 10 of my theories is Atlantis isn't the past. Atlantis is a metaphor for the future of America, who teeters on the brink of committing the same errors of the ancient legends. Atlantis is not the past, but a vision of the probable future of our contemporary world.
That's a fascinating theory, Brad. It really is.
So put them all together and they spell Atlantis Rising.
We will talk about all of those because, you know what? Some of them I've heard before, some of them I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty
mm-hmm.
darn fascinating,
mm-hmm.
all of them. I mean, it does make you think and make you wonder, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and that's what I want the book to do, to make people think and wonder.
Let's talk, first of all, about Atlantis as an island, just for a moment before we get to the break, which was point number one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Physical island here. Elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, we have much evidence of, and, you know, we can go to the Mediterranean, and we can go to Santorini. We can go to the great volcanic explosion that some scholars think may have even been responsible for the plagues of Egypt, simultaneously occurring with that at that time in history. But we do have a lot of evidence and continue to have that there was not a continent, perhaps, not an Australia or New Zealand, that type of large continent island, but that there was civilizations farther because of we had first the oceans rising, and we continue to have them rise. So I don't know if we'll be able to explore, but many people are searching and exploring ruins. I could have sent some of those, but I didn't want to take up too many pictures on your website. But of Bimini Road, some artifacts that people have found under the ocean, off the coast of Florida, off the coast of Cuba, Spain. I've known so many Atlantis hunters who feel that they have found Atlantis and off the coast of Ireland, off the coast of Spain, in the Mediterranean. So we have to then examine realistically that it may be just as Plato wrote in Creatas, that it may have been an island empire.